Carolyn and Joe, we're back again in the studio, in the Curl Studio.
And guess what? Guess what? It is New Year's Eve.
Oh my gosh. Actually, it's New Year's Eve tomorrow. Today is the eve of New Year's Eve.
Actually, technically, if you look at it...
Oh, you're
it
right.
It is, in fact...
It's 12:08 a.m.
12:08
You are correct.
A.m.
Oh my gosh, it's New Year's Eve, Joe.
It is New Year's Eve.
It's crazy.
I've always wanted to do a show on New Year's Eve. And I guess we were going to attempt to try to do it at like the party that we're going to have, but forget about it. I'm going to be doing DJing at that time, so happy
yes,
day.
Yes, I'm excited about your DJing.
You know, it's one thing in 2008 that I feel I was not let down by, and probably a million people in this whole entire United States of the universe that they might disagree with me.
Can I take a guess?
What's that?
Batman movie.
That is one. That is one. I was not let down by the Batman movie. But to tell you the truth, you know what else?
What were you thinking of?
I was thinking of Cloverfield. I was not let down at all by Cloverfield.
But you know, some people were.
Yeah, well, those people are losers, man.
There's always going to be somebody that's... Even there's people that were let down probably by Batman.
Yeah.
Like, really, they were like, it just wasn't good enough.
There's people out there that have like really dogged... Like, there's some people that are like... Fuck the Dark Knight. I like Joel Schumacher. I don't know if no one likes the Joel Schumacher one, but...
Is he the same guy that was like, it's precious.
It's delicious.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's delicious in a comic book. I'm like, dude, are you eating the freaking comic book? What the hell? No. Cloverfield was awesome. I remember a year ago this time, I was so pumped up for Cloverfield. Like, I was like, oh man, I've been watching the viral marketing stuff. And when I watched it, I was not let down at all. I got exactly what I came for.
That's good.
I mean, that's
Cloverfield was a good film.
Cloverfield's freaking awesome, man.
It took me like 10 minutes to get into the handheld stuff, but since you see that footage all the time, you're used to it.
Yeah, but it's not only that, but it's just, but it felt like that real terror that I really enjoyed. I don't know. Have we ever talked about this on the radio show yet? I don't know. If
I
we
don't
ever
know.
Did.
It's hard because we talk about. We've talked about it with us, so I don't know if we've done it on the show actually before.
Trying to actually recollect. But yeah, when I look back at 2008, Cloverfield. I love Cloverfield.
That was the early hit.
The Cloverfield monster shall destroy the whole entire world. Cloverfield even had like a comic book and had Slusho.
Oh, yes, I do remember. See, we did talk about all about the Slusho.
Is Slusho a
I remember talking about that on our show, because we were playing the music with the Slusho, which we should actually get now, because I'm kind of, like, interested
in listening. I don't even know if that's still going to be up, if that's going to be the Slusho website. A viral market.
Oh, here it is. You can't just drink six.
Does it still have the music that plays along with it?
I really hope it does. Transforming data from www.slusho.jp.
I doubt anyone in this whole entire world remembers Slusho.
I do.
Hold on, let's see if they still got the music.
The music is so awesome. I could probably listen to it all day.
Oh my god. It's still there.
I hope that this website is on forever. Have you ever thought about websites? Like, do they just go on forever? You know, they could be up there for years. As long as somebody pays for the domain.
I think really that this...
What? Did you see that horse? There's a horse head popping up.
What happens here?
Slusho Zoom!
What is that?
Slusho happy? Are you happy? Tell Slusho right now!
No, but that's one of those things I know, like... That's one thing I think people we'll probably forget during this year is Cloverfield. But I loved Cloverfield.
You should just keep reminding people how Slusho is so awesome.
It is. I mean, people these days are probably really dogging Heroes. I haven't watched Heroes in like a whole, you know, this whole entire season, but from what I hear, it's like garbage. But I love Kristen Bell so much. I want her to be in my next movie. I want Kristen Bell to star in my next movie. I am saying this now. Kristen Bell, I saw that you were killed in Heroes, so you're not doing anything. Well, you probably are doing stuff, but you have time.
She's got to be doing something.
You have time. You have time. We're going to start trying to film a movie in April, May. Hopefully you have something. But if not, we'll postpone it just for you.
How do we get her to listen to this show so she can hear your message?
We have to have maybe with the tags underneath the show. Maybe we can just have like a whole line that says Kristen Bell, Kristen Bell, Kristen Bell. And then so like it'll get picked up and people will be
so
drawn to this.
List Kristen Bell. Yes.
Well, we can always talk about Kristen Bell too. And then you have a reason to post that on here. It is a 2008 show. The end of 2008.
She's working for Gossip Girl though.
That's true. We were watching Gossip Girl yesterday. What'd you think about Gossip Girl? Gossip Girl in comparison to The Hills.
I actually have not watched The Hills, so I can't compare.
But you've heard people talk about it.
I've heard people talk about it, but I don't think I've even watched a second of The Hills.
Yeah, that's good. I haven't seen anything.
I don't really want to invest in The Hills.
But what about
even in Gossip Girl? Like, I like some of the textures. I like the textures.
But you also like that guy, the devil, handsome. Is that how you describe it?
Wait, handsome, evil.
I don't know. Look him up.
Handsome evil. His name is Ed Westwick.
What did he say?
He's handsome evil. Ed Westwick. I don't know what it is about the guy, but he just has like a look that's memorable. He's laughing at him.
Look at him. He's evil, but he's evil, but he's like, look at this one right here. Look at that.
What's so funny?
It's because look at this one. That guy is going to get everyone pregnant.
Do you know he's only 21 years old? I felt like dirty. I was like, yeah, he's 21.
Why'd you feel dirty? You think you're that old that you're like...
Well, actually, I want to say something about being that old.
What's that?
I thought it was
As I drink my Tropicana mango juice.
It's mango and orange juice together.
Which is a delicious taste. This will be the taste of 2009. What were you saying?
What I was saying was at the Rockin' Shop.
Wait, change this image. This guy, like, this is one of those images when you look, when you move your head, he's always looking at you.
It's like the Mona Lisa. Well, at the Rockin' Shop a couple weeks ago, that was our last event at the Black Cat.
Which is pretty cool. Thanks for everyone who showed up. It was awesome meeting you guys.
It was awesome.
Everyone who showed up and we talked to, you guys are our best friend. Everyone else, maybe next time.
Well, what I want to say about Rockin' Shop and like this whole age thing is I feel special and awesome because I was carded.
Were you really carded?
Yes.
You were carded. When were you carded at the Rockin' Shop?
Because they were trying to like mark people's hands to see if they could drink or not.
They never came around to me.
Well, they already marked your hand. They didn't ask for your ID.
Oh,
so I
is
guess
that
they
what
just,
that was?
Yeah, so, like, okay. They already assumed that you were like over 21.
Wait, look at this picture with Ed Westwick and fans.
But I thought I want to say something. I was asked to show my ID and I thought that was cool because I was like, yes, I can still be eligible for 21. But anyway, Ed Westwick is 21 years old, which makes me feel kind of weird because I'm like, oh, my brother is older than that. I don't know. It's just one of those personal.
Your brother's older than 21? How do I forget that?
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
But doesn't that feel weird that like there's a, how old is he? So he's like 5 years younger than us.
It doesn't really make me feel that weird because there's people in WWE that are like 21, 22, and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I'm not like part of the, you know, legacy. When there's like guys and then they're like, oh my god, that girl looks hot. And she's like 18, like swimsuit model or whatever she is.
Yeah, but really, like, girls always want to stay at one age. They want to appear to be at one age anyway.
But I don't know. I'm not like.
Look at this guy's eyes. I bet he'd be so easy to draw.
You should draw him.
Do you think it'd be interesting? What if Curl Studio or you just had one section on your website that just has you drawing celebrities? Like, you just like one day when you're like celebrity sketches and you just do it like in 5 minutes.
Well, there's
and that's
been
it.
Many celebrities that have appeared in Curl's comic strips. Dave Navarro, Carmen Electra.
Do you think Ed
Johnny Depp
Ed Westwick is going to show up there? You see, he looks like someone that'd be so easy to draw. Like, he looks like he's high and he has like the Caesar haircut. That's like his
Well, what do you think of his look, though? Like, not, you know, think of it from a perspective of, like, you're not, like, a guy looking at another guy. Like, do you think he has a memorable look, though?
He looks like the guy that you would, like, you know, that's popular with the girls, but also you buy your drugs from.
So he looks like a drug dealer?
Isn't that what he is, like, in the show, too?
I don't know, actually. I haven't seen enough of the show to really know.
I definitely support Gossip Girl 10 times more, 10 million, 10 bazillion times more than The Hills.
I like this picture of him.
Oh, he's all smiling at people. He doesn't look as crazy there, though.
Well, maybe that's why I like it, because he's not as, like... Oh, he's 20. So I'm demented.
He's 20 in that
one. No, he's 21 now. Because we checked the other day. But, like, I don't know. There's just something that's more memorable about his face. Like, he has, like, a look.
Yeah, he has that it factor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The it factor is, like, really important. A lot of people miss the it factor. Like, I think it's really cool. I think a lot of our friends have that it factor, you know, which I'm very proud to admit that none of our friends are really boring.
Yeah, because we're not friends with boring people.
Yeah, like I think a lot of the times, even for me, like when I'm writing a story or something, I get inspired by the people that I'm surrounded by.
Oh,
and that's really been like a good help. What you're going to say is Wikipedia?
Well, I just noticed that he's known for his role as Chuck Bass.
Dang, he's born in 1987.
See, there you go. I'm telling you. So now do you feel old?
No, but I remember, for some reason, I always remember by wrestling years. And I remember like watching SummerSlam 1988. And I was like, holy crap. He was 1 year old by that time.
There's like a...
Even though like I'm reading comic books from the year I was born. You
I've
know?
Heard a rumor that the other guy in Gossip Girl...
There's another guy in Gossip Girl?
I guess his name is Chase Crawford. You know the guy, the other guy. You know, not the main guy that's with Blake Lively, but the other guy?
I have no idea. I don't really like watching Gossip Girl.
Well, I don't either, but I just know like the characters. But that guy, he's like roommates with, what like,
is
in
this?
Real life.
Look at this photo that they chose on his Westwick's Wikipedia. He's like,
he's at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's pretty awesome.
He has a cool tie. That's the one type of tie I see coming in, is that thin tie that people like.
But what I was also want to get at is that like they were like the next episode of Gossip Girl. And then, like, they showed him on a roof. And he's like, I am Chuck Bass!
And he's
then, like,
all drunk.
And then, like, there's a girl that's like, don't jump, Chuck!
Or don't something. Do it, man!
Look, and he's also a lead singer in the English indie rock band The Filthy Youth.
The Filthy Youth. He looks like he'd be, like, in a band. A lot of, I think that's
how come every guy that I seem to, like is in a band, Joe?
Because, to tell you the truth, every guy is in a band these
days.
Every
single guy?
Every single guy wants to be in a band these days. Everyone and their mother and their father and their son and the Holy Spirit wants to be in the band.
So everyone is in a band?
Like, everyone has to be in some sort of band.
You're in a band.
I am in a band. We'll call our band Slusho. What happens if we do it? Call our band Slusho?
Slusho. Well, Dean has a band.
That's true. Dean does have a band. And that's another, like...
And their name, I've named them, was The Bandits.
Yes. Dean and The Bandits. Kid Roxy Issue 2 will be coming out in 2009.
2009?
Issue 2. We will make it. We'll hopefully go for one each year.
Oh, man.
It's okay. It's a good story. It'll be collected. I think it's a pretty good story. It's all planned out. It just hasn't been put in the script form
yet. We'll have like the first, you know how like our first story arc is the bouncing ball?
Well, see, this
and
is,
we have five episodes.
But see, this is what's different. What's
that
different?
Means we'll be done in 5 years, Joe.
What's different with our new surprise project is I plan on writing, like, I've learned through like this past year about the writing, like, you know, I think I'm more advanced in writing process. And I feel that for our next, like, the surprise project that'll be out in New York Comic Con, like, the taste that you guys are going to receive.
Sneak peek
that you guys are going to get is that, for once, I'm just going to write the whole story from beginning to end. I'm not going to write it in parts like I did with Kid Roxy. This one, I'm just going to write, like, a whole 150 pages. And that'll be like the story, and then we just break it up into comics. Like each act will be a comic.
150 pages.
Yeah.
Into 22 pages, or how many pages?
No, but that'll be 150. Like, you know, I'll give you like a whole big chunk.
Yeah.
And then it's already going to be.
Oh, you mean the full story?
Yeah, I'm going to give you the full story.
I get what you're
saying. So then I can give that to you, and you just work on that.
Got it.
And then I think that'll be better for me. because then I can see the whole big picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to me.
Or you mean like the whole first story arc?
No, this would be the whole story.
What?
Yeah, like
so
this.
So like after we finish all that, would there be no more of our secret project?
No, no, there'll be more, but this is the first story. Like it's gonna be, I'm gonna give you the whole first story.
Like here. How you mean like how in Umbrella Academy they're on like the Dallas story now?
Yeah, like that. It'll be so structured like that.
That's what I mean. It would be like one whole story arc.
Yeah.
Like of that whole story.
Yeah, but it'll be comprised in its like a volume. It'll be first. It's first
I get,
volume.
I get what you're saying.
Because I think I'll be able to work stronger because that's how I. Because now coming off writing this feature film, that hopefully you guys will hear more about. And which we're also very, very excited. We want Kristen Bell to be in there. We also want Bruce Campbell.
Yes.
Hey, we met Bruce. Oh, let me before we get into that. Before we get into that,
we're talking more about the future than about the past of 2008.
But yeah, like I want to.
I want to talk about your feature film too.
My goal is to be able to give you like the whole entire thing, the whole entire like if it is going to be divided into five stories, I want to give you the whole five stories in 150 pages, and that's it right there. So then we can work off of that.
That's
throughout good. Throughout the day, throughout the land. So you can.
So
just,
for the next 5 years, I'll have something to do.
Yeah. So you always have that. You know what I mean? And then I'll be able to write the other
Actually,
ones.
You might be able to work faster that way.
I think I can work fast because I just writing that feature. I realize I can just going that big. I can just do it just like that, as opposed to because even when I was writing Kid Roxy, like I tried to cram as much as I could in just that one issue of Kid Roxy.
Yeah.
That's why so much stuff happened in both those
so
Kid Roxy.
So you kind of did like the spirit.
Yeah, so I did like the spirit movie. I tried to do everything I wanted in one issue. Now issue two is like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I gotta get to piece one.
Yeah, and you have like four more to write. For
yeah.
The bouncing ball.
But I have that planned out, but now like I gotta get the rhythm of it. So
okay.
Like, but what's going to be weird for people out there, if you've noticed Carolyn's drawing style is sort of has like really modified and become, it's been fleshed out and more organic. So now like issue one of Kid Roxy, issue one of the bouncing ball is going to stylistically differ from issue two.
I mean, like, based on...
So
also,
be it.
Well, yes. Based on, like, how we've been working, like, some people might say slowly compared to... You know, okay,
but
you
we
know...
Have, but we
but you
also
know, like,
do stuff.
Like, Tara, for example, has a book every week for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously, they could not have done that all in 1 week, but, you know, we have other stuff we're working on, and we try to do the books, like, as soon as we can, and based on our schedule, like, within our limited time being, like, humanly possible.
But it's not impossible. It's more or less doing it properly.
Yeah.
And also, we're also learning at the same time what makes a good book, you know, and then...
But I guess what I'm saying is, like, either way, like, even if in the next 5 years my style is going to probably change.
Yeah,
know?
So it's going to progress. So, but that's what's going to be different for some people when they see that.
It's definitely going to be like way from, I don't know. You look at stuff that you did 5 years ago compared to stuff that you do now.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's like, if you're not progressing though, it's kind of messed up if you're not, especially at our young age.
It'll be pretty interesting that you could do with your website. Could you sort of post like the best, like your 10 favorite images of the year?
Of our images or?
Yeah, of the tours and stuff this year.
Photographs?
Yeah, like photographs.
I mean,
That'll be attached to this show. That'll be attached to the posting of the radio show.
You mean on the blog or like on the Carolyn and Joe's show site page?
Maybe on the blog. I guess it fits better on the blog.
So the top 10 photos of the year?
Yeah, you can try to do that. Have something fun with that.
I could. It'd probably be the photos that I've already chosen, though, to highlight on the blog.
That's fine. Unless you have some secret ones. Well, maybe you can make it sort
up.
Of... You can be more quirky about it. You know, your favorite, like, hair photos or something like that. Or the weirdest photos. Something interesting to make it fun. Oh, yeah, we met Bruce Campbell, by the way.
Yes. Briscoe.
Yes, we met Briscoe. Carolyn, tell us the story of that.
Well, we went to the premiere of My Name is Bruce at the East Street Cinema in D.C. And it was pretty awesome film. Do you have anything to say about the film in general? It's just a really fun film.
I think that's... I really like... When you see sort of like a, you know, Evil Dead and you see Army of Darkness and stuff, it's not like... Like, there's a certain horror film that's like, oh, you got the slasher genre, and then you have like that sort of fun scare, like, you know, like the person who's making the film,
like,
is very
so
aware.
It's not so serious.
Yeah, and I really enjoy that type of film, and that's the type of film that he made. Like, My Name is Bruce.
Yeah.
And it was cool because it had that quirkiness. It had that satire and that fun. You know, and, you know, I really enjoyed, like, the fun of Hercules and Xena because I knew what it was. You know, it wasn't trying to be, like 3000 BC and be all, like, hip. It just wanted to be, like, a really fun tale. So that's... And then My Name is Bruce was basically about Bruce Campbell, you know, being a real actor. And, you know,
being a horror star, and
yeah, like, it's basically about Bruce Campbell being real. Like, in the movie, Bruce Campbell is a real, you know, Bruce Campbell is Bruce Campbell. It's like almost autobiography in a way.
But there's a whole fictional story, yeah. And Dean Curd is involved, and I forget the name of that bad guy. I forgot. He's like some Chinese dude.
But yeah, you guys should definitely check it out. It's basically what happens if Bruce Campbell, the person, gets kidnapped by basically his biggest fan that happens to be from a small town that's being haunted by a ghost. And the kid thought that Bruce Campbell, like, really fought, like, those ghosts and all that stuff like he does in the movies. So he's thinking, like, hey, he can help us fight this ghost because he already did this in all the movies. And Bruce Campbell, you know, of course, knowing this, is like, hey, that's not me. I can't do that. So it's one of those really cool pieces, yeah. Like that.
He's like, I don't even know how to use a chainsaw. Yeah.
So imagine trying to work with the Bruce Campbell, and thinking the actor he plays is real. So I think I probably just messed up that pitch all day long, but
but it was a really fun film. And then afterwards he did a Q&A, and like I felt that during the questions it was just like this huge improv, like, quick corpse, and like
it really just
felt
like
insults to the audience, but like genuinely like fun insults.
Because there was that time where someone in the audience was like, how do you feel about the remake of Evil Dead? And then Bruce Campbell was like, how do you know there's gonna be an Evil Dead movie? And he's like, I read it on the internet. And Bruce Campbell was like, Sam Raimi's like my partner. You think I would know about this?
And he was like, and how do you know, like, more than Sam Raimi and I?
Yeah, it's like, I guess you must know someone that I don't, but the person who's making that movie is my best friend.
But it was funny because everyone was like, on the internet I read this and that and Wikipedia. And like, he was just like, what, you guys spend too much time on the internet?
Yeah.
But, like, it was amazing to see, like, his fan base and how much people knew about him.
Yeah. Do you think that's pretty scary?
Kind of. It's like, I mean, Bruce Campbell is, in my eyes, like, an A-level celebrity, but you know how he always, like, makes fun of how he's, like, the B-rated, B-action movie star, you know, like, that type of label he's put on himself?
Yeah.
Well, like, okay, so I always think of him as higher up, but truthfully, it's like he has this cult following, but then all these people, like, know way too much about him. It's kind of scary. Well, anyway, after the Q&A, he dashed out of there. I mean, obviously, like, literally, he, like, ran up the stairs, like, it was a big dash.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't, though, like,
he would have been mobbed.
He would have been mobbed, raped, mangled,
raped.
And dead. You know?
I don't want to see Bruce Campbell raped.
I don't either, but I'm just telling you, it could have possibly happened if he didn't get out of there soon enough. But, so, like, it's understandable from, like, that perspective why he got out of the crowd. So I understand why he didn't stay around and hang out with people.
Yeah.
It's totally understandable. So, but meanwhile, I had, like, if you guys remember from earlier in the summer, I have the Briscoe County Junior and the Summer Olympics.
Yeah, that was the one with the Summer Olympics and theme. Sean Johnson and what's his face?
Michael Phelps.
The dude. Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps is a weird guy.
Well, I did a comic strip based on the Olympics music being used as, like, the Briscoe County Junior music. And you can look that up on the blog if you want. And so I had that framed, and I really wanted to give it to Bruce Campbell. And, like, they're already turning people, like, you know, get out of the theater type deal.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, the show's over, he's gone, blah, blah, blah.
And there's another one coming up, too.
Yeah, there was another one coming up later at night. And so I just, like, was like, Joe, we should, like, go back.
Because you brought it and everything. Because,
like,
you know?
I brought it and I wanted to, like, at least make sure he had it. So I went up to one of the theater attendants and I was like, I have a gift for Bruce Campbell. And then he's like, she has a gift for Bruce Campbell. And he told it the other theater attendant. And they were pretty much like, all right, come back with us.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, I think you can meet him. And we're like, what?
Yeah, I was like, all right.
When we tried to keep it like on the down low, not to show anyone else.
Yeah, but in my head, I was like, la la la. But like, I was just trying to make it seem like I didn't know anything when I was like walking by other people. And then they open up the door to the, there's like this in-lot door in between the theaters. And like, Bruce Campbell was just sitting there, like, had his legs just crossed, just chilling.
When the guy came in, he was like, hey, boss, someone has a gift for you. And he gets up and like, I remember when I first walked in that door, I was like, this is
it felt surreal.
Because this to me is like Mr. Evil Dead. This is Briscoe County Jr. This is, you know, he was on the X-Files. He was in Lois and Clark. You know what I mean? He was in all Hercules and Xena, Autolycus. Like he directed
Prince
Hercules.
Of Thieves.
Yeah. You know, King of Thieves.
Oh, King of Thieves.
He was a King of Thieves in that one. He's in all the Spider-Man movies. Like a lot of people
Spider-Man.
Might, he's a lot of people, you know, like the whatever the Joe Blows out there might not know who Bruce Campbell is, but for people who do know,
people know.
But I did. I asked
people that listen to this show would know.
Yeah, people who listen to this show, like you, awesome people, know who Bruce Campbell is.
Yes, only awesome people know who Bruce Campbell is. If you don't know who Bruce Campbell is, you really are not awesome. Sorry to break it to you.
It was one of those moments. I mean, like Sam Raimi is one of my main inspirations in filmmaking. You know. And and without Sam Raimi, without Bruce Campbell, you know, like, that's a team.
It's a connection.
Those guys grew up together. I read Bruce Campbell, I swear to God, was the first autobiography I read all the way through.
If Chins Could Kill.
Yes. That he signed that motherfucker. I didn't even ask him. It just happened to be
and
there.
And then we gave him the comic strip, and he, like, read it out loud, too.
That was awesome.
He seemed to enjoy it. And he was
Bruce Campbell read Curl's strip out loud.
Yes. And then he was like, I will accept this gift. And then he noticed that we had the Briscoe County DVD set and the If Chins Could Kill book. And he's like, I see you got the there. And he's like, oh, let me see if I can sign those for you.
I was like, it's like, we didn't even ask. It was amazing. That's how awesome Bruce Campbell is. And Bruce Campbell is exactly how you'd picture him.
Yes.
You know?
He's a very awesome guy. But, like, I just want to add something, too, about, like, meeting celebrities. It's like, if you don't ask, like, okay, just ask. Because if I didn't ask that time, we could have just left. And we would have never been able to meet him. And it doesn't hurt in asking.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not like we did everything properly. They, like, led us to his door, so, I mean.
But we also are fans of people that probably might or might not be called celebrities. Because even, like, remember at the end of In Heroes Con, when we were chilling at the after party?
Mm-hmm.
We were hanging out with a dollar bin. And Cliff Chang came up, and everyone's like, Cliff, hey, come sit down.
But do
man.
You, like, really count? I mean, like, okay,
no,
we know him
funny.
Well.
Or, it's just
but,
funny.
Like, not well, but we know of him, but, like.
Cliff Chang, who what, he did Human Target, which I have a poster of right there.
Yes, you do.
He did the Human Target.
Green Arrow, Black Canary,
the first six issues, and does covers.
Yes.
God, the guy is good.
Yes, he's very, very good.
I call him the Bruce Lee of comics.
He's very good, but you know what? The average person, though, that doesn't
they're not
read
know
comics
Cliff
would
is.
Not know who he is. It's not like, I mean, I'm not trying to degrade his star at all,
yeah,
by any means, but it's not like he's like Tom Hanks or something walking down the street.
But Cliff Chang got a haircut since last time we saw him at New York Comic Con.
Yes.
Remember that photo you have of him at New York Comic Con? He looked like he was 12 in that one, but then all of a sudden he got a haircut. Now he looks all sophisticated.
I do like his new haircut. It's
I mean,
pretty nice.
At least from the last we saw him.
Yes, nice haircut.
Nice haircut, Cliff. That's awesome, man. That is a really good haircut you got. You got the fade. got the Asian fade happening in the background. I haven't had the Asian fade in a long time. Maybe I should get the Asian fade.
You could try it out.
Tropicana orange mango.
And I'm drinking the brain juice. What company makes brain juice?
I don't know.
Wasn't it
Brain USA?
No, Minute Maid.
Minute Maid makes it. Yes.
Yeah, the pomegranate something berry juice. We call it brain juice.
Brain juice. Because
like
it is brain juice.
Purple
that's what
color.
That's what's promoted as, right?
It says like nourishes your brain on the cover. I guess labeled. I should call it instead of cover. But yeah, nourishes your brain.
But Bruce Campbell is exactly cool guy. I mean. Awesome trying to get him to be in the film. Bruce Campbell, if you're listening, we want you to work. We want you, we will, you know, we want to
work
with you
on
Kristen
Bell.
Yeah, Kristen Bell. We want you on this project. We're trying our hardest. This will be the big. This is definitely the biggest project we are producing,
and I have to
say,
it's
a huge risk during these economic times of crisis or whatever the fuck you want to call. I hate that phrase, economic.
I know you do.
Economic crisis.
I think that's what's getting 2008 to go down.
You know, it's so funny because they got this thing in comics where DC Comics Final Crisis. They have the economic crisis.
Oh, really?
What is it called?
Did you hear that they're raising comic book prices?
Yeah.
It's kind of messed up.
But there's someone
but
who's
Top
keep-
Cow isn't.
Yeah, there's some.
They
yeah,
were like, we are not raising
we're
prices.
$3.99? That's expensive.
I mean, it gets pricey. I mean, because really, then if you buy two comic books, it's $8. Come on now.
Yeah, man, that's going to kill
it's
me.
It's kind of, that's like, you could get a, like, CD for that. Like, a like, not a good CD, but like a CD that's like...
not
on,
a good one.
You know,
I bought the Ting Tings for that cost. That's a good CD.
Yeah, but see, maybe they're just trying to promote it and get it out there. You know, but... I mean, okay, let's say, average person, how many comic books do you think they buy each week?
Zero.
No, I'm not talking about the average comic book person. Like someone who goes to the comic book store. Maybe not.
Five,
maybe not every week.
Five average. Five average.
See right there, that's a lot. It's $20. Right?
That's
Did I do
true.
My math right?
Five times four.
Yeah, it's 20, right?
Are they all going up?
Not all the brands, but like
because I
a
swear
lot.
To you, Spider-Man has been on par every freaking week. They've been coming out with comic
books.
Well,
so let's just say it's $20. Martin. I mean, that's pretty pricey. And if you think about it, it's just paper. I'm not trying to, like, get... I know printing costs a lot. I know all that stuff costs a lot. And shipping and all that. I know in the long run it costs a lot, but...
But, it's, you know, to tell you the truth, from my perspective, since I'm not, like, I don't have a box. You know, like, people have, like, a comic book box and they have to buy everything in that box. I have the right to not buy something. And I don't think I buy... I've had, like, a pretty good couple weeks because... You know, the books I want have come out, but sometimes there's for a few weeks I don't buy books because not this my stuff isn't there.
Now, let me ask you this question. I saw this guy do this a few weeks ago in the comic book store, and I don't know if it's, like, improper or what, but basically when he came in, he asked for his box, and he had, like, you know, this big pile full of comics that they handed him.
Yeah.
Then I saw him walking around the little
Did
aisles.
Did he put it back?
And he put stuff back.
That's not right, man. He can't put it back.
I saw him do it. See, I was wondering if... I was going to ask you about that, if that was, like, improper or what.
I remember
I mean, I
never...
guess, do they have to... if you sign up for Box, you have to buy it. Is that,
what
is that correct?
The comics are held for you. I guess it depends differently for each different place. But, like, if he did it all sneakily like that,
I mean,
I've
I don't know. I
that wrong.
I personally wasn't watching him like a Hawkeye, but I did notice that that was what was going on. So I don't know how sneaky he was about it, because I saw it.
You know what's another good moment? Another good moment in the comic book store... Did we already talk about the 24-hour comics when we did 24-hour?
I cannot remember. Whatever, we might as well hit on it again.
Yeah, that was. I think that was like an interesting day to spend 24 hours with like all these other guys at not Phoenix Comics, but Laughing Ogre Comics. And
yes.
I haven't been surrounded by a group of guys, a bunch of older gentlemen. That's
why are you calling them gentlemen?
Well,
I don't think they deserve that title.
Well, that's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting to. That they said so many homophobic, gay, nerd things in my whole entire life. I haven't heard so much of that.
It was really crazy.
Homophobic. It was like, oh my god.
Like every other thing was like, you're so gay. You're so gay.
I mean, they
this
have
is so gay.
They
blah,
have
blah, blah.
Good talent, but it was just like. It, like you know,
it's so much.
Maybe
gay.
Maybe I can be counted as a nerd, or maybe I'll be a whatever. I don't think I am. But when I was there, I was like, what? Like in my head, I was like, why is everyone speaking so gay? Like they were like, you know why you're gay? It's because you like this. Well, you suck my cock. Well, let me suck your cock. Well, what? No, I'm not gonna suck your cock.
Why were
like,
they
well,
talking
is?
To each other
I was like
that?
This is
kind of messed up.
But remember, also, you had to leave because it got too gay, and you're like, I can't take this
but then
gay.
Like at the end of it, like when the whole thing was like wrapping up, they were like, oh sorry, we're so gay. I'm like, in my head I was like, hell yeah, you better be sorry, you're gay.
You're freaking gay.
And they had like they were like in their 30s and 40s and had kids and stuff, some of them, and I was like, really?
It came to that point that Carolyn had to leave and go to McDonald's across the street, which was open until what, like 10 o'clock or something like that?
Who knows? I was there for like 4
but
hours
I had to,
or something.
I was doing the boarding, and she would go and I would hand the pages over to her, and it was just so surreal to still be stuck in that room. Because there was still another girl
in there.
I mean,
truthfully, I didn't like it, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know. I don't mean to, like, down these guys at all. Because they were,
No,
like,
if they didn't
right,
say these gay things.
They're just, like, it was just too much gay talk. Like, just, I mean, I don't mind if you hit on it a little bit. Haha, it's funny, whatever. But, like, it was literally out of the 24 hours, it was 23 out of the 24 hours was gay talk.
Constant gay.
It was just too much gay for me and too much meanness of being
gay. Yeah, it's too much gay. Mean of being gay, and they would all attack each other.
Yeah,
and
I mean, like, okay.
I guess they were all friends because they were all like,
they did
Jeffrey.
All know each other. They
hey,
did,
Jeffrey, hey.
I think they did all know each other.
No, but see, what made the situation even more interesting is because you expect this type of talk out of frat boys or out of, like, kids who are, like, 12 or something like that.
Yeah, it was very immature.
Kids, there are guys who had, like, kids and wives and who had, like, who had, what's it called, like, their wives come in with, like, food for the dinner and nighttime. I was like, this is weird, and here I am making, like, the craziest Black Magic Tales story, and these guys are all, you know. So I felt pretty damn good when I gave them, like, a pretty good, I thought, like, afterwards I gave them a good critique over their books, you know.
That's good.
Just storytelling-wise. I think I can comprehend a story, you know, like, help people with that.
That's good. I mean, I had a good time for 24-hour comics, and they, like, gave us pizza. It was really fun to, like, be there overnight. And then there's also, like, this nightclub that's right downstairs from the comic book store. And there was bands playing until, like, what was it, 2 in the morning or something? It was pretty loud.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. It was coming through the
Coming
the floor.
Through the floor and the wall. And.
But another good day at the comic book store was Black Friday. When
oh,
they had
yes.
that one whole hour.
Yes,
remember they ran
a promotion where at, I think it was
like
starting
four
at
to five.
From
4
to 5, you got 50% off. 5 to 6, you got 40% off, and so on.
And, like, you know, people only showed up from 4 to 5.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a big-ass line in there.
And also, we didn't get there until 4, but apparently people were there before 4, like, already, like, cherry-picking their stuff. And so they made everyone leave the store and stand outside until 4 o'clock.
Yeah, so everyone should check out Laughing Ogre Comics over at University Mall in Fairfax, Virginia.
They have another location, too.
Oh, yeah, in Herndon.
And they also have one in Ohio, I believe.
Whoa.
So if you're listening in Ohio...
Thanks for listening in Ohio, guys.
You never know who could be listening. It could be Jeff Smith.
That's true. It could be Jeff Smith.
Yes, Jeff Smith, check out Laughing Ogre Comics in Ohio.
No. Jeff Smith, check out... curls-studio.com.
Yes, please check it out.
Because you, Jeff Smith, you do have an image of Curls and Bone together holding a slice of pizza.
That's right. From SPX.
You know, be a good idea for a comic strip.
Like,
what
would
if,
be a
if,
good
if
idea
a really,
for a comic?
A
strip
real quick, too. A real quick comic strip. It'll be one giant picture that pan this, and it'll be one giant slice of pizza. And then your only caption would be like, I just felt like drawing pizza.
So basically just a pizza.
It'd just be a slice of pizza. You'd be like, I just felt like drawing a slice of pizza. See you next week.
One time I have Curls and Turtleneck eating nachos, and it just had them eating nachos.
Nachos.
They're all like savoring it.
Oh yeah, that was like the first one too.
Yeah.
Is that gonna be
first of the recent?
Is that another book though? You said you wanted to be, it's gonna be called the Curls Potpourri or something like that?
Yeah. Curls Potpourri Volume 1.
So what's that going to be? Describe how this is going to lay out, I guess.
Well,
we haven't had a production meeting yet, we should might as well get this. We're doing it on the air. We should let people in on our production meeting.
Okay, well, what I plan to do on it is have, like, the most recent Curls strips from, like, basically from the end of the Curls vacation.
Yeah.
Which was a while, like 2005.
Wait, which Curls Vacation? The one that showed at the original SPX back in the day?
Yeah.
So all of that is going to be, that's going to be a good collection.
And then to current day, but it won't include the Booga Fish or
because those
the
were
Printable
never,
Brain.
Those were never online, though, too.
No, well, some of them were, but sporadically. But it won't include stories. It will just be random Curls strips that I've made in the past few years.
That'll be cool.
And
with
just
a new
book of them.
With a new, like, you know, cool updated cover and stuff, too.
Yeah. And I figured calling it Potpourri, because isn't that what people always say is, like, a mixture of stuff that they put together that just smells good?
Yeah. Or a buffet. You can make it.
A Curls Buffet Volume.
Either way, you'll figure out.
But I don't know.
Title.
I'm thinking about calling it Curls Potpourri Volume 1.
But it'll be, like, a collection of the past few years
yeah.
of Curls.
Or I also thought about calling it Random, but then I was like, oh, well, that's... not as interesting as Potpourri.
That's pretty equivalent to, like, remember in college we had the PFO the PFO photography and film show.
We're calling their stuff Untitled.
And they was like, we'll call it Untitled. And I was like, no, man. How, like, literally deep. You know
it's
how,
the
like,
artist title.
But you know
Untitled,
how, like...
Untitled.
You know, yeah.
Number 17.
But, yeah, yeah, when an artist wants to be like, I want to be deep and artistic. And they're like, why don't I just call the title deep and artistic? It's, like, literal deep. It's, like, it's dark, so I'll call it dark. Even though I've done that before.
Yeah.
But that's before I knew better. But now we know.
I was thinking about 2008, and, like, looking at our tour dates, it's like, we did 3, 4, 5, 6...
Like 10. Eight shows.
I mean, that's pretty good. So we did one in January, February, April, June, September, October, and December.
So definitely, if anyone at home has a place that they want us to come visit in the area, or, you know, on the coast...
Yes. At least East Coast is easier for us right now.
Even though I've never been to, like, Tennessee or the Midwest or something like that. But I heard that's not as packed, though, right?
I don't think so. I mean, I know they have, like, so a lot of stuff in Ohio, but I don't know if it's as...
We did have the best Small Press Expo we've ever had in all of our years.
Yes.
That was that's when we jumped up and we're like, we're tired of just being the guy or the girl behind the counter just drawing. We're actually going to stand up and we're going to get people to read our book. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like, we made, like, a pact or something like that. Because I remember we came back. We were just coming back from our mom. We came back. I mean, we did. Wait, is Baltimore... Was that reversed?
No, it's all in order.
Was it Small Press that we were, like, jumping? Or was it Baltimore that we're like, we're going to get people to read this stuff?
I think both.
Well, but Baltimore was the time where as soon as we got there, I had a flat tire.
Oh,
so, like,
yeah.
I missed the first half
that
of the...
That was tough.
So that one
did
already...
Did we ever tell that story on here?
Well, I'll
on
tell
our
it...
Show?
I don't know. I'll tell it right now.
Sure. It's a kind of a good one, I guess.
I don't know how good
it's exciting. I don't know. It's just, like, spontaneous.
All right, so here I am. I'm really pumped up for Baltimore Comic Con. Last year's Baltimore Comic Con was great. I was like, wow, we're going to do really good this year. Tim Sale, Darwin Cook are going to be there, two of my heroes.
Yes, you know? We were excited about Tim Sale. Like, not to disregard Darwin Cook, but it's just that Darwin we already saw at Heroes in New York. So, I mean, like, we were still excited about him, too, but, like, I felt like I already went up to him. So, like, it's like, oh, in my head I was like, oh, I've met him already. But Joe hadn't yet.
Yeah, I had. So I had an opportunity this time. But basically, so I'm already pumped up for that. So we're driving down towards Baltimore. And I see Baltimore, like, in the horizon. I see the cities.
There it is.
There it is. And so I'm like, here we go. We're almost going to be there. This is going to be so great. I mean, not only that, because I've driven to Baltimore many times to work on films and work on production. So I'm like, this drive ain't nothing. It's not like driving to Charlotte or
you said it's actually easier to drive there than Richmond.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Easier to drive to Baltimore than to Richmond or Charlotte or New York for me. So, like, this is going to be an easy drive. No. As soon as I see it, pop! Like, I hear, like, something just hit my wheel. I'm like, what is that?
Well, at first, we didn't even know it was that tire.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I thought, like, oh.
We thought it was a rock or something that hit the side of the car. It sounded like to me.
Yeah, it sounded like, oh, that was nothing. So we're driving in the city of Baltimore going into the
convention. Now we know what it sounds like.
Yeah, the convention center. And all of a sudden, my tire is, like, low pressure. And, like, my car is used to being, like, low pressure. My tire, that means, like, I always think, like, oh, that's just the weather. Sometimes it says, like, low pressure and this is the weather. Then while we're zooming around looking for a place to park, looking for the parking garage, and all of a sudden it says, like, tires dangerously low. I'm like, bullshit.
Dangerously.
I'm like, bullshit,
man. Did it really
say
the word
dangerously? Yeah, it says, like, dangerously low. I was like,
that's scary.
Bullshit. And then we go
find you're still trumping the dangerously word?
Yeah. And, like, I still, like, we find a place to park. And I'm like, I gotta go check my car. I mean, I gotta go check the wheel. And as soon as I get in there, as soon as I open the door of my car, all I hear is, and I'm all like, fucking A, man. Like, here I am. I was all pumped up. I was like, this is going to be great. Another convention. It's great. I really have a great time at these conventions. I get there, instant buzzkill. My fucking tire is flat. So, and it's like rolling around. I'm like, what the hell can I do? I'm like, well, I gotta go in there.
Wait, what do you mean it was rolling around?
I mean, you know, it was on the floor. You know, it was like
it was all
like,
flobby.
It was all flopping away, and so this was like, I was like, this sucks, man. I was like, instantly my buzz was killed. My mood was
so then
ruined.
At that point, I was like, Joe, let's just bring in the stuff because I need to, like, set up. You know,
but I didn't even want to do that. My brain was so dead. I was like, no, I gotta do something. I gotta save my car.
But then I made you.
Yeah, then it was like, all right, let's go.
Well, what else are you going to do? Not like, have an empty table?
So we go in, we load our gear, We load the gear. I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. And I go, I get back, and my wheel is completely flat. So by that time, I go to the attendant. I'm like, is there any, like, place where I can get a new tire or something? And she's like, I don't know. I think there's a place now. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, can you give me the phone book or something? Give a call. She's like, I don't think there's a place. You can give a call. Give a call. And the place is like 16 blocks away. And I'm like, I look at my tire and it's out. It's out of air. So I go and it's like, I think you can make it. And I was like, where's the nearest gas station? There must be a place where you can put gas, you know, you can put stuff in there. So basically I had to go fill it up and do all this. I went to the gas station 3 blocks away, filled up with air and just got a new tire. I missed half of the day because of it.
I think you still like did pretty well. I mean, I think we handled it pretty well because it's like, what else are you going to do? I think the only path we went was the correct one.
But either way, like, yeah, so, but after that, the day was, after that, while I was waiting there, I was like, no, I got to make this day great. I think at that moment, that's what happened to me. I was like, no, as soon as I get back, since I lost the whole day, I'm going to fucking sell the shit out of our comics. Yeah. I'm going to fucking shove this book in everyone's fucking mouth until they freaking buy it. Like, I just became reckless at that point. I was like, fuck this fucking shit, man. I'm going to freaking do anything. I'm going to do whatever fuck I want. And then that bled over into Small Press Expo. Because Small Press was just a week later.
I think Small Press Expo was, like, easier to, like, grab people. Because the aisles are a lot smaller.
Yeah.
And it's more of, like, a market-type place. I've never been to, like, the Middle East. But you know when you see those markets in, like, Aladdin and stuff? Like, you know, like, people are just walking by and you just kind of grab them. And you're like, you need this comic.
Take this book. No, but that's what we were, like, we were reckless. Even the people who were right next to us who were from an SPX to our right.
Oh, they were from Philadelphia area.
Yeah, they're from Philadelphia area. And, like, for once, they were like, yeah, you guys are crazy. You just grab anyone. And I was like, fuck yeah, we just grab anyone. You fuck. just get anyone to look at this book.
That was also their first time at SPX, though. So maybe they were, like, shy.
They were like us. They were like us the first time at SPX. Please look at my book, mister. Take a look at it.
But that's how it is. You don't, like, these things, these selling things, like, they are not, like, what is it called when you automatically are born with it?
Natural ability?
Yeah, it's not like a natural ability for like 99.9% of people
I remember I was channeling Ira from New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
The Simpsons guy. But it was so, I knew I was good. I knew I was on my groove when I was eating a fucking sandwich in my left hand. My mouth was full and I was able just to point and tell people to read the book while my mouth is full. I was like, that's amazing. I was like, that's it.
But
dude.
Also the other techniques that we had at Rockin' Shop.
I think that's in the documentary too, with me just making a sandwich behind the counter.
Well, can you explain our technique at Rockin' Shop?
Oh yeah, at Rockin' Shop. since we're in DC and since we're in a place that has heavily drinks, the one ploy I had was, listen, I will hold your fucking drink if you look at our books. And everyone's like, yeah, sure. Sure, buddy. I'll read books. And here I am. I'm like straight edge as hell. And I'm holding all these drinks. And people looked at our books, man. A lesson to you people at home. It doesn't matter. How you feel. You just got to get those people to look at your books no matter what. It's one thing to make a book. It's a total different world to get that book in people's hands and read it. And I think that's the one thing we learned in 2008. We gotta learn to not give a fuck. No matter how bad our year is, we just gotta freaking move.
And there's even some people, when we ask them to check out our book, they just, like, walk by.
Yeah.
And they just, like, act like we never talked to them.
Yeah, then we talk trash. Right, dude. But then we talk trash to them after they leave.
It's funny.
I mean, those are the things. Like, you gotta sort of get used to people walking away from you.
I did think it was funny at the Richmond Zine Fest where we'd, like, ask people to look at our book and they, like, looked at it and basically read it right in front of us.
Yeah.
So that was, like, the only venue out of every place that we've been to. Yeah, it's like, I think it's a Richmond thing. It's like, they're too cheap to buy anything.
Probably.
So they'll just, like, read the whole story in front of us for 5 or 10 minutes and then put it back down and be like, oh, I love it. I'm like, all right.
That's such a great book. Here, take it. I'm like, what? You buy it, dude.
Yeah, and then, like, some people think that it's free.
Or people will do this. They look at it, and they drop it and be like, that's cute. That's cute.
What?
Oh, it's cute.
I just thought it was funny in Richmond how, like, everyone just read it. Like, it, and no, all
I
mean, the
there really wasn't a lot of people there anyway, because I think all those people who were walking around were, like, the people sitting behind us.
But there was also, like, they overlapped that date with the Richmond
Folk Fest?
Cultural
the
Fest
or whatever. The Folk Fest.
Yeah, so, I don't know, I feel like most people went to that. I don't know, I feel like the venue is far away from the VCU campus, too. So, I think it really needs to be close to students.
Really, I think it's really great to meet it. Like, even though it's cool to be at the same place, like, I really enjoy going to new locations. Like, I really enjoyed the Black Cat. Like,
yeah,
you know,
cool.
That was cool just
and
to
also,
be there.
And also, someone at the Black Cat was like, I recognized you from Richmond Zine Fest.
Yeah, like,
and, like, I mean, but then it was even worth to go to that, too, because, like, people remember us. Like, I was telling Joe, I was like, how many people do you see, like, on a daily basis or on a weekly basis? Like, you see tons of people, but, like, how many of people do you really remember?
Yeah.
You know, you might see your friends or your coworkers a lot, but, like, I'm talking about people that you've met for, like, one time or, like, just glanced at.
Yeah.
It's like, how many of those people do you remember? Like, not many.
And
but I thought it was cool that people were, like, recognized us. And then somebody also said that they were like, I was at SPX, and, like, they're like, I remember the Paris Hilton strip, and, like,
yeah.
It's just pretty awesome, like, that people actually remember that after, like, two
all this
months.
Time, yeah.
I mean, 2 months is 2 months, but still, it's like, they remember that. I'll take it.
I mean, even though, I mean, we went to Crafting Kisses and may have not been, like, our cup of tea for people to
no,
check
I liked
out our
it.
Books. No, no, but I mean, like, this, like, selling-wise. But
I think we did good.
No, I mean, it's not, like, a comic book crowd.
Oh, yeah,
what I'm
it's
saying.
Like a craft crowd.
But you can't deny that building was freaking gorgeous. It was like a mansion.
Yeah, it was like this awesome mansion. It was yellow, too. I liked it. But yeah, like, that venue I thought was pretty nice. And hopefully they'll do it again. I'll have to check back in with that. But, I mean, I think it's good to go to the craft shows, though. Like, a couple of people have asked me, they're like, you do comics, why are you going to the craft shows? Well, I mean...
So you're saying making comics isn't crafty?
I'm not gonna be, like, prejudiced against, like, crafts or comics. Like, definitely there's different types of people that... I mean, if you go to the comic book convention, the people that go there are, like, obviously into comics.
Yeah.
But you can also get people into comics that are not typical comic book fans.
Yeah.
And at Crafts and Kisses and places like that, or, like, a zine fest.
I think the most important thing is to just get everyone to know that you're alive. To see your stuff. You know what I mean?
And then, like, our hand can pop out of the grave.
Yeah, just like...
Like the spirit.
Just like the spirit. I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. And she's like...
We'll kill you all types of dead. That was a weird, weird movie.
I just didn't like that little thumb with the foot
the
thing,
foot with
whatever.
The foot with the head.
Foot with the head. Oh, that's creepy. And also that same, like, cell phone commercial with, like, the two thumbs texting that have, like, a head on the fingernail. It's just, like, not good looking. I just don't... I mean, things don't have to necessarily be good looking, but I don't know. What's the word to describe those, like, thumb, head, hand things? Like, the body
sort of
parts?
Surreal?
Like, the body parts
abstract.
On other body parts? Like, I'm not digging that. I don't know. I just can't get into it, like, personally.
Well, just before this show ends, I want to wish everyone a happy new year. For you guys who are happy to tune in.
Happy New Year!
This is our New Year's Eve special edition. We made it! 2008. We did not get murdered.
2008 is almost over. In how many? Oh my god, in 23 minutes and 59 seconds.
Yes. So
wait, no, not 23 minutes. 23 hours and 59 minutes. That's
so hopefully all you people there will be making out with the person that you want to be making out with for the rest of your life on New Year's Eve, and, you know, maybe 2009. I think 2009 will be a great year. A lot of good change.
Yes.
Change we believe in, I guess.
Change we can believe in.
Oh, yeah, Obama got president. that happened in 2008 too, didn't it?
Yeah. That means our show's over, folks.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. New York Comic Con. Look forward to it. We're going to pump that, even though you're probably going to hear that for the rest of this month, too.
Yes, and one of our future broadcasts, we're going to talk about our secret project that we've been mentioning.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for more info on the secret project.
Yeah, and thanks for anyone who's ever stopped by one of our booths in 2008.
Even if you didn't buy anything, you can still remember us.
And thanks for everyone who's ever been on this show. You guys have been very entertaining, and we'll have you... Hopefully have you again in 2009 in 48 hours. Maybe we'll have another show.
We should have a poll on the site that says which is your favorite, like, guest host.
We should do that. We
might get competition. It would be crazy.
Well, everyone at home, have a happy new year.
Happy new year.
Get into a lot of trouble in 2009.
Happy 2009.
We'll see you all later.